Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska agent commission rates, new breakdown by city from Calibri Real Estate. Calibri Real Estate published a guide covering average real estate commission rates and city by city commission breakdowns for Nebraska. Nebraska agents can benchmark their earnings against statewide and local averages to stay competitive in their markets. Review the full commission breakdown for your Nebraska city at the link below. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Deeds Online, new digital resource for any property records. Nebraska Deeds Online is a digital platform providing access to property deed records in Nebraska. Any real estate professionals can streamline title research and due diligence with faster, remote access to deed records. Visit nebraskadeedsonline.us to explore digital deed search capabilities for your transactions. Nebraska real estate headlines. Nebraska Taxes Online simplifies property tax payments for any real estate pros. Nebraska property owners and real estate professionals can now search and pay property taxes through a dedicated online portal. Real estate professionals in NE can streamline transactions, verify tax status, and guide clients through payments without paper delays. Bookmark https://nebraskataxesonline.us for quick tax lookups during closings and client consultations. Nebraska real estate headlines. Cass County Assessor Office mission statement updated for NE real estate pros. The Cass County Assessor's Office has published its mission statement emphasizing fair and equitable property assessments. Accurate property assessments directly impact valuations and transactions that NE real estate professionals handle in Cass County. Review the assessor's approach at it/www.countyne.gov/county-assessor. Nebraska real estate updates. Nebraska County Assessor GIS portal available via nebraskamap.gov. The nebraskamap.gov County Assessor GIS page provides links to third-party county assessor mapping systems and advises users to contact the respective vendor for technical issues. Real estate professionals in NE rely on County Assessor GIS data for property research, valuation comparisons, and market analysis across jurisdictions. Access county-level GIS tools that are nebraskamap.gov/pages/county-assessor-gis and contact the listed vendor directly for any technical support needs. Background and context. Three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks. The 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context, the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some NE jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.